Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I saw my baby walking with another man today. I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. I think you'll find a lot of things there that will help you with your small business, regardless of what's going on. You're starting, growing, buying a business, trying to get rid of one, whatever is going on in your small business life, and we've got something there that will help you. You can read or listen to. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Have a great visit with our new friend, Jim Joseph. He's the president and partner of Lippy Taylor. He's the author of Experience Effect. Jim, you got another book too, don't you?
I do. I just am releasing another book that's specifically tailored for small businesses. It's how small businesses can take big brand theory and apply it to their business with limited budgets.
What's the title?
The Experience Effect for Small Business.
Oh, all right. Is that
catchy title, huh?
Yeah, I like that. We like intuitive things around here, Jim. So we don't have to. We're working so hard. Our brain's working so hard on other things. We can use all the help we can get from folks like you. Hey, Jim, in your book. Oh, by the way, give us the website.
It's jimjosephexp.com.
Exp.
For
experience, right?
Exactly.
All right, so check that out, folks. They can find your books there too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, Jim, talk to us about some of the case studies that you found in your book, that you published in your book, of how small business owners have helped customers have a memorable brand experience.
Sure. Actually, I go into pretty great detail about one of my favorite restaurants, and I think it's such a great example of how small business owners should think about their brand experience. One of my favorite restaurants in New York, it's a red and white checkered tablecloth Italian restaurant, best place on the planet for spaghetti and meatballs and pasta. Been going there for years, very loyal following, same folks there all the time, very successful business, you know, the best pasta in town. And I go there because it's sort of a little bit of a refuge. I love the experience. Folks are really friendly. I know what I'm going to get. I can get $15 and an amazing dish of pasta. I love to use this as an example because I would frequent this restaurant because of the experience I would get there. Well, lo and behold, a new chef comes along and starts making all these fancy dishes, you know, real fancy non-Italian dishes. The prices go up. The loyal fans stopped going. I actually stopped going because the experience completely changed. It suddenly became very formal.
Do you think the owners thought they were upgrading their business? They were improving things?
They thought they were improving things. They thought they were probably raising their margins. They thought they were competing with other restaurants in the area, when in fact they were completely changing their experience without letting their loyal clients.
They didn't realize that they had a uniqueness that people loved and were coming back for, and bless their hearts in their attempt to always stay, you know, current. They actually went in the wrong direction, didn't they?
Right, and they didn't have a really good understanding of what their clients were looking for, who their clients were, and what they could uniquely offer to those clients that they couldn't get in other places.
And they could have learned all that had they merely just did what you said in the first segment, which is ask your customers what they like, what they want, and then do that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So what happened to the little restaurant?
Well, their business started to slide, and they actually started talking to people. I'm a good example. They started talking to me, and I hadn't been in a few weeks, and I popped in, and they said, "Where have you been?" And I said, "Well, you know, quite honestly, the place seems to be changing, and I'd like to come here for pasta." And
right.
And we started getting into a whole dialogue. They started talking to other people, and they started slowly meandering back to the experience that everybody knew and loved about them.
And the chef lost his job. The new chef lost his job, right?
Actually, that part I'm not sure, but probably.
Well, you know, these things happen. How about another quick one?
I think it's just a great example of really understanding who you are and what your clients are looking for. Another great example is a local dry cleaner in my neighborhood who I am now a very loyal client of after having tried three or four in the area. And the reason why I kept switching is I would go in every week and drop off my dry clean, and no one ever acknowledged me. They would never recognize me. They would never say hello. So I kept switching because, for me, dry cleaners are a symbol of neighborhood and sort of being a part of the community. And I found this dry cleaner who not only acknowledged me but would leave little notes, thank you notes, would sometimes throw in a free shirt. Suddenly the experience was positive, and I kept going there.
Probably didn't even compare with it. And the new company probably could even charge you a little more, and you still go back, wouldn't you?
I have no idea what I'm paying, actually.
Exactly. That's an excellent point. Jim, I need that website again, please.
JimJosephExp.com.
The book is called Experience Effect, and also Experience Effect for Small Business, right, Jim?
That's right.
Will you come back another day?
I would love to. Thank you so much. I had a great time.
We've enjoyed having you. We'll get you back again real soon. Thanks for being here. I'm going to take
a quick
break, folks. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
On Broadway.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.